Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We continue alive and free with part four, Abid. Open your Bible, 2 John. John says hello to a special lady. This letter has come from me, the leader of the believers. I am writing to you, a special lady that God has chosen, and to your children. I love all of you because you have believed God's true message. And I am not the only one, Jesus said, who loves you. Not, please, they do very quick inside the robot. It happened to follow very quick set and appear in my eye. I feel and data. They hurt everybody, Jesus. It is not your will, Jesus. I know about that. They are lying to people. Everyone who knows the true message about God really loves you. I love you because we have all come to understand what is true. It will remain with us forever. God, our Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, will help us. He will be kind to us and He will give us peace in our minds. This will happen because God loves us and because we believe His true message. I was very happy to hear about some of your children. I am happy because they are living in a good way. They are obeying the true message about God. They are doing what God our Father has told us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not believe false teachers. So now, dear lady, I want you to do something. I want all of us to love one another. I am not telling you a new command to obey. This is a command that we have had from the beginning. How do we show real love? We show it when we live in a way that makes God happy. We obey His commands. He tells us to love one another, and that is how you should live. You have heard that command from the beginning. I say this because many false teachers are traveling around everywhere. They do not agree that Jesus Christ was born as a human baby. People like that are telling lies. They are enemies of Christ. So be careful. Do not believe their lies. Do not lose the good things that we have worked for. Make sure that you receive all the good things that God has promised to give you. Remember the message which Christ taught. Anyone who teaches his own ideas instead of Christ's true message does not belong to God. Continue to believe what Christ taught. Anyone who does that belongs to God the Father and to His Son, Jesus. Jesus, they disturb. Very. There are too many connected to both arms. I follow wire. Do not receive that person into your house. Do not receive him as a Christian. If you receive people like that as Christian people, you are making yourself the same as them. You also are going the same kind of bad work. I want to tell you many more things, but I do not want to write about them in a letter. Instead, I hope to come to visit you. Then I can see you and we can talk together. Then we will be completely happy. The believers here say hello to you. They are the children of your sister that God has chosen. Hallelujah. Amen. Then John, in his second John, he talked with us about a lot of things that we must have food, we must do things to please our God, make God smile. It is not difficult, it is not hard, It is very, very simple. Love one another as God and Jesus love us. Love, respect one another as you will be respected. Do not condemn, do not judge people that nobody judge you or misjudge you when you misjudge. Then God and Jesus will keep you in right path and in correct path. You are going to face Satan and his demons' action. They are going to cause a lot of trouble and hurt you. But God and Jesus give you strength. And they learn you how you can defeat them, how you can fight and this, put them away from yourself and from your siblings. And God also warns us about false teachers. They are abusing God's words for their purpose. They are talking about Jesus for their purpose. They don't do that unconditionally. When you see somebody working for God's grace and Jesus' glory unconditionally without asking you something, then you should trust that person and you can obey or listen to that person's messages through God, talk through those people with you. But those people who abuse God's words for their purpose, to earn money, to steal another people, make a slavery life, God is unhappy. And Jesus completely warned us. And when we keep our relationship with God and Jesus clear, pure, untouchable, then when those bad people, Satan and his demons, try to come to us, to hurt us, Jesus warned us, do not accept that person. Go, and you must very quick find excuse and leave them and save yourself. We are going to go through John chapter 2, the marriage at Cana. 2 days after that, there was a marriage party. It was in the town of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. People had asked Jesus and his disciples to come to the party too. When people had drunk all the wine, Jesus' mother said to Jesus, they have no more wine. Jesus replied, woman, why do you tell me that this? It is not my time yet. Holy Mother Mary said to the servants, do whatever he tells you to do, not rush. There were six big pots. There, people had used a stone to make them. Each pot could contain about 100 liters of water. The water was there so that the Jews could wash themselves in the way that their special rules taught. Jesus said to the servants, fill the pots with water. So they filled the pots to the top. Then he said, now take some of the water from the pot and give it to the master of the party. So they did that. The master of the party tasted the water. The water had not become wine. The master did not know where the wine had come from, but the servants who had given it to him knew about it. Then the master asked the new husband to come to him. The master said to him, everyone else brings out the best wine first. When people have had plenty to drink, then they give people cheaper wine. But you are different. You have kept the best wine until now. Jesus said that this first miracle at Cana in Galilee. In this way, Jesus showed how great and powerful he was. And his disciples believed in him. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus goes to the temple. After this, Jesus went to the town called Capernaum. His mother, his brothers, and his disciples went with him. They stayed there for a few days. It was almost time for the Jewish Passover festival. So Jesus went to Jerusalem. He went into the yard of the temple. Jesus, they are disturbing. No. There he found people who were selling cows, sheep, and doves. Other people were sitting at table to change coins for people. So Jesus made a wipe from some pieces of roof. Then he made all the people leave the temple quickly with the sheep and the cows. He threw onto the ground all the coins of the men who changed money. He turned the remnant. Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Your beautiful word. He turned their tables over. He said to the people who sold birds, take them out of here. Do not make my father's house into a market. His disciples remembered what it says in the Bible. My love for your house burns inside me like a fire. Then the Jews asked Jesus, what is your authority to do this? Do a miracle to show us that you really do have authority. Jesus answered them, if you destroy this house for God of God, I will beat it up again in 3 days. The Jews replied, people who work for 40 years, 6 years to build this house, but you say that you will build it again in 3 days. But the house that Jesus was speaking about was his own body. The disciples remembered this when Jesus had become alive again after his death. They remembered that he had said this. Then they believed what the Bible taught. They also believed the words that Jesus had spoken about. While Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Passover festival, he did many miracles. Many people saw these miracles. They showed he was from God. As a result, they believed in Jesus, but Jesus himself did not trust the people. He knew what all people are really like. He did not need anyone to tell him what people are like. We knew already what was really in each person. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God and Jesus talked with us through the Bible and the New Covenant. And they are trying to learn us about obeying. When Holy Mother Mary told Jesus something, and Jesus in reply told that it is not his time, but he received a message from Holy Father that he can obey his mother, Holy Mother Mary, and do something about that. And Jesus obeyed. And the result was a very beautiful miracle that the water was turned to wine. And Jesus also, when Jesus continue and go to the temple and destroy all the sin, they made a lot of market, they changed the house of God to a marketplace that they earn their own money and forget the spiritual life, God's grace. And Jesus became angry and destroyed everything and pushed them out from the house of God. And Jesus told them also, they are so material, they have been a slave of this material life, and their place is not in the house of God. And Jesus knows exactly how he can fight, and he learns us too how we can fight and defeat enemies and bad things. If you continue John chapter 15, the branches must stay in the vine. Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. Some branches that are part of me may have no fruit on them. My Father completely removes all those branches, but other branches do have fruit. My Father cuts all those branches to make them better, then they will be good and make more fruit. The words that I have spoken to you have made you good already. Continue to live in me, and I will continue to live in you. A branch cannot make fruit by itself. It can make fruit only if it continues to be part of the vine. You are like that. You cannot make fruit unless you continue to live in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. You must continue to live in me, and I must continue to live in you. Only if you do that will you make plenty of fruit. That is because you can do nothing without me. If anyone does not remain in me, that person is like a dead branch. The gardener will throw that branch away and it will die. People threw all those dead branches into the fire so that they burn. You must remain in me, and my teacher must remain in you. Then you may ask for anything that you want. God will do it for you. No. If you make plenty of fruit, that they hurt people in my left eye. That you want, God will do it for you. If you make plenty of fruit, that will give honor to my Father. You will show that you are truly my disciples. I have loved you in the same way that the Father has loved me. Continue to live in a way that shows my love. If you obey what I have told you, you will be living in my love. In the same way I have obeyed what my Father has told me to do. Not this kind of branch. Same. In that way, I will in his love. I want you to be completely happy in the same way that I am myself am happy. That is why I told you these things. This is a truth that I give to you. You must love each other in the same way that I have loved you. A person really loves his friends if he dies so they can live. Nobody could love anyone more than that. And you are my friends. If you obey my message, a servant does not know what his master is doing. So I do not call you servants anymore. No, I call you my friends. This is because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. She says, Sarah is nice and clean. She loves you so much. Brush this garden. You did not choose me, but I choose you. I choose you to go and to make plenty of fruit. That kind of fruit will continue always For that reason, the Father will help you with anything that you ask him. If you ask him in many names, he will do it for you. This is what I tell you to do. You must love each other. Hallelujah, amen. People will hate the disciples. The people who belong to this world may hate you, but remember this, they hated me before they hated you. If you belong to this world, this world's people would love you. They would love you because you would belong to with them. But I choose you so that you would be separate from this world's people. They have gone over the whole world boundaries. You do not belong with them. Forgive, not forget. So they hate you. Remember what I told you. His will appear and connect it to Father to find something. No servant is more important than his master is. If they have caused trouble for me, they will also cause trouble for you. But if they have obeyed my message, they will also obey your message. They will do all things to you because you belong to me. They will do them because they do not know the one who sent me. I have come and I have spoken my message of them to them. If I had not done that, they would not have been guilty of their sin. But now they cannot say, we have not done anything wrong. Anyone who hates me also hates my father. When I was with them, I did many great things. Nobody else ever did things like that. If I had not done those great things among you, they would not have known what is wrong, but they have seen what I did. As a result, they have hated me, and they have hated my father too. Their book of God's law says they hated me without any good reason. What that book already said long ago had to happen. Jesus, they will lie and they connect to something and use animate. When I return to my father, I will send the helper to you. The helper is God's spirit who speaks only true things. He comes to you from the Father. I will send him to you and he will speak true things about me. You also must speak to people about me because you have been with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. Amen. Then Jesus also learned us a lot of wonderful things that we must think about that. Jesus is the father of Christianity. He is Christ. Jesus is Christ. And he is the father of Christian. And in the family, when we are unit with Jesus, when we share and we are unit with Jesus, then few of us cannot, Jesus' body is receiving a lot of branches. And all the branches cannot give fruit. A lot of them are lost or do another thing or they are not active Christian. Then they cannot produce something good or great. But those people, those Christians who are active Christian, they can produce fruit. And God, Holy Father, who is Jesus' Father, and he is our father too. God see and do not allow those non-active people suddenly become fooled of Satan and demon, and God very quick cut them from Jesus' body that they cannot destroy Jesus' body and destroy the another children. Jesus and other children and follow it. That is because it is very, very important for us to keep us secure and safe. Jesus has fulfilled all God's commandments before him to give us sin-free and peaceful life. Then we shouldn't commit any sin. We shouldn't commit all those sins. But Jesus has fulfilled the commandments, God's commandments. And we are safe and secure. And we must keep us pure and clean from any bad thing. And only think about good thing and be positive and do right thing. And a lot of people who are not Christian and they have been fooled, and also a lot of people who have been Christian and they have been bad, and they prefer the material life, and they are lost, And they are going to hate us when we are going to talk about the truth, about Christianity, about God's promise, about Jesus' promises, and remind them about their life, that they shouldn't sin, because when you sin, you bring death to your imperium, to your life, to your home. And when you come obey God and Jesus, you bring love, respect, happiness, and God make a symbol of that, your beautiful action, and put it in your place in the heaven. Hallelujah, amen. Then do not forget that obey God, and when you obey God, you open the door of heaven in front of you and all your beloved. Hallelujah, amen.